you know. Human being has a lot of devotion. Devotion means being devoted to. They got devotion to wife. They got devotion to children. They got devotion to their position. They got the devotion to eating good food. They seek after it. They have devotion to their imagination and their thoughts. They have devotion to their ego. They're devoted to it. None of which will stop them from being a pile of ashes. None of them. And yet, so often, the temporary is sought after and devoted to, and the permanent is completely ignored. And in order to know about the permanent, you need a guide, a guru. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the truth of the matter. Because, like you brought an example, Baba said about eating, when a blind person comes to your house, you put two plates because they have companion bringing them in. The humanity is blind. And very few that work so damn hard, they devoted their life, have come throughout the history. Don't tell me I'm devoted to truth. Nobody even knows what the truth is unless somebody worked really hard to bring it out. And that person are the saint, sages, prophets, avatars. Let's give gratitude to them tonight. Every one of them. They presented the truth when there is nothing but falsehood in the mind of humanity. Let's give some credit and put our ego aside. Let's realize that every word of truth that came out of the men and women before us, they sweated, they blooded for it. Let's take a moment. Now we are sitting here and talking about devotion. What do we know? What they've had to go through. Let's for a moment think how much they sacrifice. Not only for themselves, Baba. One of the biggest examples, Shridi Baba. Baba, Nasargadatta, Ramana, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, Moses. Let's dwell on that for a moment. And we talk about our devotion. What kind of devotion they had. That's why the subject of devotion is very touchy for me. I stay away from it. Because this is how I get. I have a wall in my cave that I visit. It's all pictures of any one of them that has helped me, even with one sentence. And I call them my friends. Just remember the ancient truth that came through Vedas, Upanishads, Quran, angel, Bible, whatever they are. I know it's messy, religion is horrible nowadays, but it's not what it was meant to be. People sweated, they lost their lives to bring us to this room with gratitude. So let's have a moment of homage to guides and gurus and say, not a drop was unspoken. Sorry, something really got to me. We would none of us be here without a guru or guide. Let's put our ego aside.